We have some verses printed for this morning. They're from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'd like to start off with the very last verse on your on your list here. Verse 27 says this. This is Paul writing to the Corinthian believers, church in Corinth. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Says you are the body of Christ. And that's where got our title for today. You are Christ's body. And so Paul would look at the church in Corinth there in the city of Corinth. He would look at the church and say, "You are the body of Christ." And if you look at it, kind of in a passing way, it's like that's not that impressive, not that significant. But if you think about this thought of a church, what is a church? Church is Christ's body. It's his body. And if you think of our body, you realize how much that is us, the expression of us. This is what we use. Corbin, can you come up here for an example? Just like this one example. Here, I have a Bible. Corbin, can you pick up this Bible? Okay. Very simple. Okay, now I'll try it again. Corbin, can you pick up this Bible? Except, do not use your body. Okay, just pick up the Bible, but don't use your body. You can't. Thank you. Demonstration over. Says you are the body of Christ, and you are the body of Christ. And I'd like people to think about your relationship with God. Maybe you're sitting here and you don't even know Jesus yet. You haven't received Jesus. And maybe you're sitting here this morning and you think about like the last 30 years of knowing Jesus. But I'd like you to think about how that came about. How did your coming to know Jesus come about? If I think of my experience, it was not a direct revelation from heaven. You know how my coming to know Jesus happened in my life? It was more like this. I remember in high school, I was in high school, and out of the blue, one of my high school friends said this, "Rex, well, our church kind of is like we're trying to increase membership or something like that. And would you like to come with me? Because that's what they told us to do this past week. They told us to ask our friends." And so he wasn't very polished. He wasn't very, had to work on the delivery, maybe the content, etc. But you know what? I went home and I was like, wow. And I told him, no, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. But I had a distinct realization. Actually, seems like God is after me somehow. Seems like God is after me. And was it a great thing, great big light from heaven? No, it was my friend hemming and hawing about what he was told to do that past weekend. And you know what that is a picture of? You are the body of Christ. It's really interesting. He uses the body. I remember, when I first began to be really serious about following the Lord, I didn't, again, I didn't see quite the bright light from heaven, but I just came and I saw a group of Christians. And they were happy. And they were just kind of like excited about exploring the Bible. And when I saw them, I would talk to them and I realized, wow, everyone here in this group knows about the Bible and tries to have a personal walk, a personal relationship. The Lord was not, something that was just an extracurricular activity to them. Christ was real to them. And I just realized, wow, That was something of how Christ was working in my life. And you realize, even if you think about the Bible, you know how we got the Bible? The Bible tells us how we got the Bible. It was men, written by men, being born or carried by the Holy Spirit. And that's how God does things. He does things by the body of Christ. If I were God, I would not do this at all. Why? Because I know who I am, and I know who you are. If I were God, this is how I would do it. I would just make a mountain range about 5 to 7 miles high. And that mountain range would spell out, Jesus is Lord. And as you fly over it or whatever, you know, and, you know, beforehand, you would just be very, very clear. But instead, he uses people like me. And he uses people like you. And he uses people like my friend. And he uses all kinds of different people with a lot of problems. And somehow he says, this is my body. And you know what? When he wants to move in a certain way, he uses people, the body of Christ. And when you became a Christian, you know what happened? You became a part of the body of Christ. And it requires a lot of different, people, a lot of different gifts, a lot of different ministries. We can read some verses here. Let me just read the first little section here, 4 through 6, 4 through 7. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all, in everyone. To each one, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. I like this. Let's just take this apart a little bit. Because it's like, you're the body of Christ, and then this is kind of how it starts. I'd like you to just look at that first verse. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. It's like each member of the body, which we will, you know, we'll get to later. Actually, if you just read verse 12, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. It's like, we're all members. You know, this is how the Bible would see it. You're all members of one body. And here, it starts. There's a variety of gifts. Variety of gifts. But the same Spirit. Can Peter, Corbin, Tim, come on up again. Have another demonstration. It's like this. When you become a Christian, it's more than you simply believe in Jesus, receive Jesus, that's a part of it. But there's this kind of thing. The Spirit works in Tim somehow. Tim, the Spirit has worked. You know what he's done? He's given you a gift. He's given you a gift. Corbin, the Spirit has worked in you. Do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the Spirit in you?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Spirit works in you. He's given you some gift. Peter, do you believe in Jesus?
I do.
The Spirit has worked in you. He's given you some gift. And you know what the Bible says? Yours is different from yours is different from yours. There's a variety. You should look for some kind of difference in the gift, a variety in the gift. And the gift is kind of like some kind of capability, some kind of capacity. It's like the Spirit worked in me somehow, and it gave me something for the benefit of the body of Christ. This is it. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And you say, Rex, what should we do with that? Just know it. right now, just know it. You can look at yourself in the mirror and you say, if I'm a believer in Jesus, you know what happened? The Spirit gave me a gift. Spirit gave me a gift. And you kind of see it, you know, like some people, when you're reading the Bible with them, there's kind of like an insight that they have in the Bible. And it's like, whoa, where did that come from? That could be the beginnings of a gift. Other people, you know, you're with them in a group, and then all of a sudden, they have this kind of thing. It's like an ability to have faith, believe. Something in them says, hey, yeah, I believe. I believe. What is that? It's a gift. And then other people may be able to have some kind of wisdom come out. Like there's some way when you're with that person, you see the Bible, you see a situation, and they can put it together somehow. What is that? It's a gift. It's a gift. However, if you just have a gift and it's not used, you know what? It provides no benefit. I think of Lady Gaga, you know. Some ability to sing. Some ability. I won't comment on what kind of ability. Whatever. But you see this person given something. But then you wonder, like, how is that, you know, how is that used? How is that used for the building up of the church? Well, I don't know. No, it's used to enhance her pocketbook. But here, there's a certain ability given to somebody, certain ability given to you. And what do you have to know? There's a variety of gifts given to a lot of different people. And this is a function, a use of the Spirit. So when you look in the mirror in the morning, you say, I'm gifted. Say, I'm gifted.
I'm gifted.
Corbin?
I'm gifted.
Yeah.
I'm gifted.
I'm gifted. Yeah. It doesn't end there. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. Varieties of service. It's like you have a gift. Thank you. You can sit down. Have you stand up here for the whole. It's like you have a gift. You have a gift. So something in you is given by the Lord. It's maybe, let's say a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. But then you need this next phrase. Varieties of service. Varieties of service. Alfred says this. It's like an appointed service in the church. It's like, how do you have your gift? Useful. Well, you need to turn that gift into use in the context of some service. For instance, it's like this. It's like this. When I look at the Bible, when I read the Bible, you know what happens? I'm able to see some insight, put some things together. And if you ask, like, doesn't everyone read the Bible the same way? No, not really. There are some people that when they read the Bible, there's a real insight. Something is coming out of that. And then what would a service be? How would you marry that to a gift? Well, how about this? Have a Bible study. Have a Bible study. If, there's some kind of avenue, some kind of way that gift can become a blessing to the church. For instance, some people, you know, have a service of making food for after this meeting. And, you know, that service can become a great blessing to the church, a great blessing to the church. You know why? Well, we can stand around after the meeting and have a little bagel or something like that. And the content of our fellowship, the content of our conversation can be something about Christ. And it can be something of a blessing to the whole body of Christ. Why? Somebody made a bagel. Somebody made a cookie. Somebody cut up some carrots. And what is that? That is a gift. I'm not sure if there's a gift of cooking. There's not in this list. But certainly there's that kind of ability. but it's turned into some kind of ministry. And when that gift is turned into a ministry, is exercised in a ministry, what happens? It turns out to be a blessing to the church. Blessing to the church. Then it says this. But it is, and there are varieties of activities. But it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. Varieties of activities. Same God. You know, this verse is kind of like operation or workings. There's a lot of different ways that God works in people. But there's just one God in charge of everything. You know, I just remember this one time somebody during a gospel, we were going out to knock on people's doors to ask them about Jesus. We did that, and I remember this one young woman knocked on somebody's door, and the person opened the door, and they're asking them about coming to some kind of children's camp or something we were having. And the only thing that she said was this: "Wow," the woman who knocked on the other person's door said this: "You have really nice eyes. You have really nice eyes." And it was interesting because that woman then could not close the door. She couldn't close the door. I don't think she was vain for her eyes, whatever, but she just testified there's something of the work of the Spirit there. Something of the work of the Spirit. And she was affected in her heart. I like it. It was kind of like this. There's a gift. There's a gift with that young woman. What is the gift? Maybe the gift is something about, saying something about the Lord. Maybe a gift of prophecy, a gift of word of knowledge, a gift of word of wisdom. And then it turned into a ministry. She actually went out to somebody and knocked on their door. And then when she did that, the woman, she told the woman, "You have nice eyes," and the woman couldn't stop, and then, you know what? She began to meet with the church here. She was not a believer. She became a believer. And there was an effect in that person's life. And what happened? That's an operation or an activity. It was the working of God. The working of God. There are a lot of different examples. You know, when a gift, something of the Spirit that is worked in somebody, becomes a ministry. Somehow, the Lord starts to direct that person's life. Then you see in people's lives operation, some kind of work of God in their life. All of a sudden, they start to love God. How's this work? What makes this work? This is how God works in people. You notice with these verses, with the gift, it's the Spirit. With the operation, or with the ministry or service, it's the Lord. With the activity, it is God, or that's the Father. So you say, how does the Trinity work? You know how it works? It works like this. One time I was up on Coventry with Cody, and we were talking to strangers about the gospel, just talking to strangers. And we talked to this one person, and he said this. I asked him, do you believe in Jesus? And we were, having this long conversation about that. And he said this: "I've prayed to God, and I just sometimes think, God, if you're real, then make me get hit by a car when I'm crossing the street." That's what he prayed. That's how we pray. No. We don't want you to be hit by a car when you're... But he was looking for this kind of, something in his life, some sign. Wow, if I would just cross the street and get hit by a car, that would be a sign. God is real. Then you could say this. You know what a better sign is? I'm here. You know what God's way is? He sent me. And it's not because I'm great. No, it's because that's exactly what this verse is saying. What happened? The Spirit worked in somebody's heart, and he gifted him. The gifts are by the Spirit. Somehow in you, there's a gift. And then it turned into a service or a ministry. And I like to say services like this. When Jesus becomes your Lord, then you begin to serve, and the gift turns into, you know what that means? It's like this. Hey, I have a gift. I have a gift, and I would like to constrain or change my life so that that gift comes out. What does that mean? Well, in that case, it meant I went out to Coventry Road and started speaking to strangers about the Lord. Or what's it mean? It means like, wow, I would open my home to have dinners, or I would be at this Bible study, or I would decide to serve the church in a definite way. If Jesus is Lord, you may miss an episode of The Office for Christ. Can you believe it? You may. Why? He's the Lord. He's the Lord. And there's a venue for your gift to begin to function. And then what happens is there are operations in other people. Operations in other people. How does the whole thing work? It works like this. How does the body of Christ work? It works like this. So he just continues. There's a manifestation of the Spirit. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given, this is verse 8, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. I don't want to go through all the details of the differences of this, but I just like to point out, you have been gifted. And there's a lot of different gifts. And when these gifts turn into some kind of service, and the service turn into some kind of activity, you see the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit working in your life and working in the lives of others. It's the work of the Spirit. And you ask, what is the Spirit doing today? You know what the Spirit is doing today? He's doing this. He's building up a body that can work for the Lord. 12 says this, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. You know, in the middle of this whole section of, you know, talking about gifts, and then later on it talks about different ways of being in the body. In the middle of this whole section, Paul just brings this verse in. It's like, you know what? You're baptized in one Spirit, into one body. And you are all given to drink of one Spirit. So, you know, somehow this whole body has to fit together. And, you know, when you're away from the Spirit, drinking the one Spirit, the whole thing doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. It's like talking about something that you've never experienced. It's like describing how steak tastes to somebody who'd never ate it before. You know how this whole body thing makes sense? Look at that last word. We're baptized into one, in verse 13, we're baptized into one body. And all were made to drink of one spirit. Drink. Let me tell you, you know when this body of Christ makes the most sense? It's when you do a lot of drinking of the one spirit. It's a connection when you're together with each other by the Spirit. You're together, you're joined with one another by the Spirit. Otherwise, serving becomes duty. Gifts become something that you don't know what's going on. Operations are far. Let me tell you, if this is the case, just try a little drinking of the Spirit. Let's try it right now. Let's try a very, very simple way to drink. You know, a simple way to drink? Just say this. Jesus. Jesus. Try it. Jesus. Let's try that for about 30 seconds. Just say, you know, we won't say it in unison, but just say Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. You know what you do when you just say Jesus? Just like you're just taking a little drink. Baptized in one spirit, given to drink one spirit. Given to drink the one spirit. And a lot of things begin to take place or get set into place when you're a person who has drunk the Spirit. You know, we had a great Bible study this morning. It was really great. I encourage all of you to come to that Bible study. Anyway, I hope we have another one that great. But I felt at the end, you know what we were doing? Just drinking. We just got a big drink. You know, in the morning, sometimes every day almost, I wake up, I've been reading one psalm every morning. My point is not to really understand something new, but you know what my point of that psalm is? I just want to drink. Drink. Somehow, there's something there where I'm filled with the Spirit. Oh, Jesus, drink. You call on Jesus, you drink. Go to meetings and drink. You're in the morning, what is it? You're drinking. Praise the Lord. You know, when you're in a tough place, try this. When you're in a tough place, just say this. Praise you, Lord. Let's try it. Praise you, Lord. Just think of your worst problem. Anybody have problems? If you have problems, please raise your hand. Think of your problem and say this. Praise the Lord. You know what that is? It's a little drink. And the more you drink, the more you realize, you know what? I am really a member of the body of Christ. Without this, I don't know. It's a lot of teaching, a lot of whatever, a lot of understanding. Doesn't do you much good. But with drinking, if you're a person filled with the Spirit, then when we talk about gifts of the Spirit, you know what? They're right there. If you're a person full of the Spirit and we talk about connections in the body of Christ, you know what? It's right there. Why? Because it is totally, entirely something of the Spirit. I'm just going to stop there. Let's do that one more time. Jesus. Yeah, let's do that one more time. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, being filled with the Spirit turns a grump into a pretty nice guy. Being filled with the Spirit turns a lazy Christian into somebody who's like, I want to serve. Being filled with the Spirit turns an isolated person into somebody that says, you know, I'm a member of the body of Christ, and there are a lot of people around me. In the middle of this chapter on the body of Christ, you know what Paul says? He reminds you, you were given to drink the one Spirit. You were made to drink the one Spirit. Let's just leave with that verse, or end with that verse. Let's have some prayer.